Hello, my name is Masi Skalskian, and I am 12 years old. Today is November 10th, and I'm speaking with, what's your name?
John Adams.
Who is, what war did you serve in?
I came in the Vietnam era, but I didn't go there.
So?
We had the Cold War that went until 90, and then I was activated for the first Iraq War, and then I fought in the Kosovo conflict. And I retired in 2004.
I'm also with Connor Kobolis and Austin Alcori, and we are in Canton, Michigan. What type of training did you do before entering the war?
First, I did 2 years before I started flying. And I wanted to be a pilot, and I finally got my training position. So before that, I went through a basic officer course because I finished my degree. And you have to be an officer to be a pilot. And then I went to pilot training for a year. That's a full year of total immersion. And you get your basic license there after a year. And then you go to train on the airplane that you're assigned to. So that took about 3 to 4 months to learn that. And after that, you go to a squadron. And you continue to learn and train. You always train to be what we call current, so that you're still good on the controls, you don't forget things. And then you upgrade to aircraft commander, because I flew the KC-135, and it has a pilot and a co-pilot. So you start out as a co-pilot, and then after you get so many hours, 1,000 hours, they make you an aircraft commander, and then you become an instructor, and maybe later an evaluator, and a commander. So I did all those over 30 years.
Wow. So it took that long, and then you could really get out and then go into combat?
You have to be qualified. Everything is about passing what we call check rides. So one of the evaluators will fly with you, and they'll say, okay, he's good enough, he's ready to go. Then you're certified, and then you can be assigned. If combat comes up, then you're part of the team.
That's cool.
Thanks.
Was it difficult to transition back into regular life when you came back to, when you were done with service?
Not really, because I did my 8 years active duty and then went into the reserves, and I did 22 more there. And it's very much like active duty, but it gave me time to pursue other jobs too. I ended up flying for Delta Airlines.
Oh, wow.
Retired from there.
That's cool. How do you feel about Donald Trump and how he's handling the military involvement around the world?
So far, I'm optimistic. We'll see how it works out. It's still early, and there's a lot of conflict, and really motivated people on both sides of how he's doing. But I like what he's done with the military. I think it needs to be better funded, and there are a lot of shortcomings that we need to work on, and I hope we have the team in place in Washington that can do that.
Do you think the views from other people from other countries about the U.S. has changed as a result of war on the terror?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's still respect there, and we have good relationships with most countries. The war on terror is something about which people are going to have opinions. They might be for it or against it. But to answer your question, I think certainly that has changed people's perceptions of us.
Yeah. Why did you join the military, or did you get drafted?
I volunteered, and it's funny, when I was a kid, I never thought about being a pilot, and then I was finishing up my degree, and I bumped into a guy, and I was a business major. And it was during a recession. I wasn't really happy about any of the business job offers I had, and I bumped into a guy I had gone through school with, and we were just about to graduate. I said, what are you gonna do? He said, well, I'm gonna go to the Air Force and be a pilot. And I thought, boy, that sounds cool. I could be a lot more excited about that. And so basically I just went through the recruiter's office, took a test, and got to pass that first test. And that determines what they see as your aptitude. And then that starts the ball rolling. And about 4 months later, I was in training.
That's cool. I'm going to have Austin ask a few questions.
Okay.
And then we'll go to Connor asking a few questions.
Okay.
What is the toughest part of being in the military?
On active duty, I think it's you lose control of the parts of your life. They tell you where you're going to live. And if they say go, you've got to go. You don't have a choice about that. And for a lot of people, it's hard on family life, especially today our soldiers are away from home so much. And that's challenging. And then there is, if there is combat and you are at risk, then you're in on that too, because you sign up for that.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Were you ever afraid? Can you tell me about that?
No, I never really was. The airplane I flew never really got into the heavy combat. We were unarmed. And if we were in a danger zone, then we had fighters on our wing that were protecting us. And if the threat got too hot, we'd withdraw to a safer place. So I was never really afraid. I always thought it was interesting, and I really loved my time doing it.
That's cool. Can you tell me about your transition from military to civilian life?
Yeah, like I mentioned before, I went into the reserves and stayed there. And in the reserves, you're military when you're there and you're a civilian when you're not. And so I was able to have other jobs. And once I quit the reserves, I was already working for Northwest Airlines. I had to retire. I wanted to stay, but they kicked me out because I ran out of years. I had to retire. So I already had a job, and then Northwest became Delta. I retired from Delta last year.
That's cool.
Thank you.
I'm going to let Connor ask a few questions now.
Okay. Has your view of the rest of the world changed as a result of your experiences?
Yeah, I think it's really flavored a lot of my outlook, and it impacts everything from politics to my appreciation of history and what America's role is in the world. In a lot of ways, it'll change you.
How did society treat you when you came back?
Always excellent. Always excellent. Especially today.
How did you stay in touch with your family?
Well, in the early days, when we'd go somewhere, to buy a phone call was cost prohibitive. We couldn't afford to call home, except maybe 3 minutes a month. And as electronics got better and society and technology modernized, it ended up where the call was free. You could go online and pay your bills, and much less disruptive. I think technology changed it quite a bit. And it's pretty good today. People even in Afghanistan can be in touch with home in a minute.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of your division?
I was in the 940th Air Refueling Group, which was in the Air Force they call a base level command, a wing, and it was an air refueling wing, and we operated out of Beale Air Force Base in California.
Okay, that's cool. Did you receive any rewards for when you served?
Like medals?
Yeah.
Got quite a few. Some are just for being there. Like if you do 3 years, you get the 3 year pin, and then you get a star for every 3 years. So they're kind of automatic. But I had a few for participating in wars. You'll get one for that. And if something happens in the air or you do something good, you'll get a medal for that. I've got a few of those.
Cool. When did you serve?
I started in January of 74 and ended in April of 2004.
Did you go overseas?
A lot. That's one thing.
Where would you go overseas?
Well, the job I had military missions all over the world, so I saw just about everywhere. For activations, for actual operations, I had almost a year in Saudi Arabia, and I had 2 years over a 5 year period in France. And and we'd have TDYs. Actually, I met my wife, Joe, and TDY is temporary duty, where you go for a fairly short trip. And I went to Darwin, Australia, and met her. That's my friend Rick. So I've seen quite a few places, and a lot of jobs in the military. We'll make sure you see some places.
Have you flown on every continent?
Hmm?
Have you flown on every continent?
Except Antarctica.
Yeah.
That's on my bucket list.
On your bucket list?
Yeah.
What happened during the war?
Like I said, my experience wasn't terrifying, and my hat's off to some of the really courageous things soldiers have had to do, and I really always had it pretty good. So I didn't like war. I didn't, you know, it's an awful thing, but for me, it didn't have a disastrous impact, unlike so many people.
Well, thank you for letting us interview with you.
Well, it's my pleasure.
It's been a joy.
Thank you.
And you have an email? We could probably send this email or this
sure.
interview to.
I do.
Okay, so
let me end this.
We can take a group picture, so
okay.